राजवाच क्रीतो मेनुग्रह पूर्व हरिनाथानुकम् विना तम् आपादयितुम् ब्रह्मन् भगवम् यूयम् आगतः. Translation: The king said, O Brahman, O powerful one, formerly Lord Vishnu showed me his causeless mercy, indicating that you would come to my house. And to confirm that blessing, you have all come. Purport: Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When Lord Vishnu appeared in the great arena of sacrifice, at the time when King Prithu was performing a great sacrifice, Ashwamedha, he predicted that the Kumaras would very soon come and advise the king. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj remembered the causeless mercy of the Lord, and thus welcomed the arrival of the Kumaras, who were fulfilling the Lord's prediction. In other words, when the Lord makes a prediction, he fulfills that prediction through some of his devotees. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that both his glorious names and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra would be broadcast in all the towns and villages of the world. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada desire to fulfill this great prediction, and we are following in their footsteps. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai! Regarding his devotees, Lord Krishna told Arjuna, Kauntiya prati janihi nami bhakta pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare boldly that my devotee will never perish. This is from the Bhagavad Gita 9, chapter 31. The point is that the Lord himself could declare such things, but it was his desire to make the declaration to Arjuna, and thus doubly assured that his promise would never be broken. The Lord himself promises, and his confidential devotees execute the promise. The Lord makes so many promises for the benefit of suffering humanity. Although the Lord is very compassionate upon suffering humanity, human beings are generally not very anxious to serve him. The relationship is something like that between the father and the son. The father is always anxious for the welfare of the son, even though the son forgets or neglects the father. The word anukampina is significant. The Lord is so compassionate upon the living entities that he comes himself into this world in order to benefit fallen souls. Yadayai dharmasya grani bhavati bharata yuttanam dharmasya tadatmanam shijamyam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice of a descendant of Bharat, and the predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 7. Thus, it is out of compassion that the Lord appears in his different forms. Lord Sri Krishna appeared on this planet out of compassion for fallen souls. Lord Buddha appeared out of compassion for the poor animals who were being killed by the demons. Lord Srinivas appeared out of compassion for Prahlad Maharaj. The conclusion is that the Lord is so compassionate upon the fallen souls within this material world that he comes himself or sends his devotees and his servants to fulfill his desire to have all the fallen souls come back home, back to Godhead. Thus, Lord Sri Krishna instructed Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna for the benefit of the entire human society. Intelligent man should therefore seriously consider this Krishna consciousness movement and fully utilize the instructions of Bhagavad Gita as preached without adulteration by his pure devotees.
Okay, so it's all about the compassion of the Lord and the compassion of the devotees. Love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead towards all his fallen apostles, the living entities. And normally, everyone is supposed to be happy. That is the nature, ananda maya, which means that the soul is by nature very blissful. And Satchidananda Vigraha, he has a spiritual form and he is very, very blissful, very effulgent, full of perfect, pure consciousness, full of wisdom. There is nothing negative in the soul. And in the spiritual world, he is having a relationship with Krishna. And he is always in complete ecstasy. It is not possible to be miserable, even for a moment of a moment. You know, it's not possible. Therefore, the spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, the world without anxiety. There is no anxiety, there is no fear, there is no suffering, only Ramanta. One of the names of Lord is Ram. We just celebrated Ram Navami, and also Balaram is called Ram. But Ramanta is the Sanskrit word that that means unlimited source of pleasure. So the Lord is always experiencing unlimited pleasure. Lord Chaitanya calls it, he calls it Anandam Bhurivardhanam, unlimited ocean of bliss. And the soul, who is part and parcel of the Lord, he is, although he is very minute, very small, if he is in harmony with the Lord, then he is drawing in that, drawing in that ocean of transcendental bliss, ever increasing bliss. So in the material world, also, the living entity likes to enjoy. But that is a big mistake, because he's searching in the wrong place. Somehow or other, he thought that he could enjoy independent of the Lord. Somehow or other, he developed that tendency. He misused his free will, that I want to be like Krishna and enjoy like him. And, you know, so that cannot be, because we are small and Krishna is great. That is our ontological, in philosophy they call it ontology, which means it's the nature, you cannot change it. It's just inherent, inherent. Yeah. So, therefore Krishna creates a world in which you can think that you are the controller, the enjoyer, the proprietor, the best friend of everyone, the most attractive person, the most famous person, the most powerful person. And everyone tries out all these opulences, which are actually the opulences of Bhagavan. Bhagavan means he who possesses six opulences in unlimited quantity, unlimited beauty. Madhu Krishna, Madhu means sweeter than honey. His beauty is attracting, bewildering thousands of cupids. Kandarva, Kuti, Kamaniya, Vishishasurva. Millions of cupids. You know, usually Cupid has the function of bewildering us, enchanting us, shooting some arrows in the heart, and then we fall in love with some bag of flesh, bag of blood. So then we stand in front of the mirror and think, "Wow, I'm pretty, really attractive." You know, am I attractive enough for the other attractive opposite sex? So, but that is all Maya, Maya, because Krishna is the real beauty. Krishna is described, you know, his complexion is bluish like the thunder cloud. Sometimes the thunder cloud is transparent, it is dark, blackish bluish. And then thunder flash comes, and then it is a very beautiful color blue, sometimes called Nila. And then, when he walks through the forest of Vrindavan, when he touches some tulsi plant or a kadamba tree, or then on that spot his color even changes, it becomes differently. Also other colors are in Krishna's body, Krishna's form. Krishna's form is called also Ranganath. Ranganath means the master of all colors, you know. Color is an amazing phenomenon, you know. Krishna is the source of all light, and light, inside the light are all the colors, you know. Like there is red and orange and yellow, and there is green and purple and blue.
Like a rainbow.
Like the rainbow, yes, the colors of the rainbow. So, Krishna is this pinkish, his limbs and his the corner of his eyes are a little reddish, pinkish, reddish. So, also the palms of his hand are like a lotus, pinkish, and the soles of his lotus foot. He is formed in three places. His form is formed in three places. Tribhanga, also, there are so many things. You could go on and on and on and on and on. Blackish hair, it reminds of the black of the crow. That's another color, very black. So his hair are very black. And then?
His eyes.
Huh?
His eyes. His eyes.
His eyes, yeah. Also black.
Like lotus petal.
Okay. The form of lotus, yes. Yes, lotus is a very beautiful flower. So we can try to describe Krishna in a poetic way. But ultimately his beauty is unlimited. You cannot really describe it. It is like the croaking of a frog when we try to to describe Krishna's beauty, because his beauty cannot describe perfectly with the best of the best poetry, you know. So, yes, so Krishna is the most beautiful. And but then the soul, he somehow or other thinks, because he's part and parcel of Krishna, I am beautiful, I am divine. So why I can be the center of the universe and all existence? Yeah. So then Krishna creates the material world and the soul comes. And then the hell starts. Because then the farther you become removed from Krishna, the source of all pleasure, the opposite happens. Instead of pleasure, there will be not pleasure. And that is suffering, dukkha. So this material world is like that, sukha, dukkha. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that this material world is not a very beautiful place. Krishna says this material world is an inferior place, inferior nature. It is like a prison house in a free country, or an hospital where everyone is suffering, sick. It's not a very pleasant place to be. Everyone has a disease in this world, and this disease is called bhava-rog, the disease of forgetting who you are, forgetting that you are a beautiful, spiritually fulgent person, meant to be in love with Krishna, in a nice loving relationship with Krishna. So, this material world is actually a place where the soul loses all its good qualities, all the good, wonderful qualities, because everyone in the spiritual world is like Prabhupada. They have a perfect character. A perfect character. There's nothing wrong with anyone. Everyone is just complete Mahabhagavata, super kind, beautiful person. But when one comes to the material world, just when a beautiful shining diamond falls into the earth, and it becomes dirty and you cannot see how beautiful the diamond is. So similarly, the soul, when he comes to the material world, he is covered. And then there are so many layers of matter around the soul. For subtle matter, like buddhi, mano, ahankar, intelligence, mind, false ego, and then there is bhumera, panuru, vayu, kam, mano, kam, earth, water, fire, air, ether. There is a complete universe covering us with many, 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 many layers, you know. And that universe has a diameter of like something like 4 billion miles. And all the planets within this universe, they are traveling at a tremendous speed, like thousands of miles within a second. The sun is traveling and all the other planets are rotating in perfect orbit. That is another wonderful quality of Krishna, that he is delegating to 33 different million demigods, and they all carry out whatever he wants, and it just happens. Pramiti suyate sacharacharam jagatvi parivartate, that the material nature is just on Krishna's direction. And creating all the moving and non-moving entities, forms of life, 8,400,000, and it works under Krishna's direction. And this whole manifestation is annihilated, is created and annihilated again and again and again. Billions and trillions of times. It's over and over, samsara. The soul transmigrates to the 8,400,000 species of life and goes through all these planets and to different universes. And all these universes, they are packed together in a cluster, like mustard seeds in a large bag with mustard seeds. Can you imagine how much matter is covering us and how we are conditioned? Triguna, Triguna. We are covered. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. That the conditioned living entity is thinking himself to do all kinds of things. He thinks that he does all kinds of things in life. You know? But all these activities are actually carried out by nature, by the three modes of material nature. And he is conditioned, he doesn't realize that. So, and in the material world, everyone thinks I am the center. He's egotistic, and therefore he lost all his good qualities. And instead of good qualities, he develops bad qualities like lust and greed and anger and envy and pride and he becomes ugly. Actually, people are ugly, disgusting. And therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta also said it, and of course Srila Prabhupada repeated the same statement, this material world is not a fit place for a gentleman, and it is the place of the cheaters and the cheated. And this place is a very, very, very miserable place. In the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, we find texts 15 and 16, Dukalayam Shashvatam. Dukalaya means it's simply a place of misery. And Shashvata means it's temporary. Everything is temporary. You try to attain something, to achieve something, but you will lose it. Whatever you try to grasp, you will lose it again. Mm. No matter what it is. Even if you become the wealthiest man, the most famous man, the most attractive woman, or whatever you want to become, you will lose it. You will lose anything. Brahma Bhuvanaloka. All the planets from the highest to the lowest are simply made places of misery where birth and death are repeating itself. It's not suffering only on this life, but it repeats itself millions and millions of times. Can you imagine, you know? Standing for a tree, standing like a tree somewhere in Los Angeles, Prabhupada came there and was having a morning walk with the devotees, and he noticed a large tree. And it is said that these trees, they are 3,000 years old or older. And then Prabhupada said, what is the use having such a long duration of life? People want to have a long life. May you live long, that's a blessing that usually people give when you, happy birthday to you, may you live very long. 3,000 years standing there and not being aware of the fact that you should be in ecstasy all the time for eternity, being with Krishna. But you just forget it and you just stand there in summer and winter, some dogs dancing urine against you. And then you can't do anything about it, you can't move. You can't even say, hey, out, move. You can't do that. That's real conditioning, you know. But the human being is just like that. We try to move, but it's so difficult to move. You need vehicles, you know. In the past, people did it with horses. Because if you have to walk to Bavo, it's very difficult to go to Bavo. If you have to do it every day, you have to go there, you know. Or if you have to go to Maastricht, or to Amsterdam, or wherever, to India, or to speak. If we wouldn't have airplanes, it would be a hassle. We would probably in this lifetime then be able to go to Vrindavan. So it's hard to move. But when you become liberated soul, you can move freely. Like Narada Muni, he can go wherever he wants. He just can go to Krishna, directly to Krishna Loka, he can do that. He can go anywhere, wherever he wants. And he does that just very easy. He just desires and it happens.
Madhumanga.
He never touches the ground with his lotus feet, Narada Muni. And he's just singing all the time, playing his vina,
glorifying. And when he enters somewhere, Narayana, Narayana, Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Durga. So Durga is in charge of the material world, and Durga means fortress. We are like in a prison house. Durga also means difficulty, great difficulty. So what is very difficult is we have to experience over and over again Janma, birth. Stay in the womb for 9 months. It's very uncomfortable. Can you imagine stay there? It must be very, just try to meditate. That's meditating on staying in the womb. It's terrible. You know? I wouldn't like to stay there for a second. A Janma. And then you will be forced to come out of the womb. Then you come out of the womb with due respect to all the Matajis and to all the babies. But it is very painful. Every mother can witness how painful it is if you take birth. For the mother, it's very painful. But the first thing a living entity does when he takes birth in this world is he cries really, really, really in agony, you know. He doesn't say, hey, wow, what a flower place here. Let's enjoy. But he says, he starts laughing. It's funny here. Something like that. No. The first thing he does is, what a horrible place. Ah, what a terrible feeling do I have to undergo? So painful. He has to come through a small opening with a large head. His head is larger than his body. And it's like, can you imagine? You know, like an elephant stepping on your head. You know. And then there is Vyadi. Throughout our life, we have the flu, we have the chicken pox. We have the measles. Oh, how you call them? That's a Dutch word. Okay, there are so many different child diseases and other diseases will come. Many. So, it's. And then old ages, there are jara means you fall apart, your body just fals apart, it becomes useless, you know. Your muscles become stiff and your bones become, fragile. Yeah.
Porous,
yes. Your skin becomes wrinkly and it's not very attractive anymore. The skin of an old man of 88 years, or a woman of 99 years old. So there's a mucus everywhere, and the eyes are full of some kind of mucus. Can't see anymore. You can't read, you need glasses for reading, a pair of glasses for looking in far distance. So you can't even cross the street easily. Young people have to help you. You feel pain, rheumatism, your hairs become gray, they fall out, your teeth turn black, fall out. After some time, your starts working properly. Your digestion, I used to enjoy eating, but now I can't anymore. This is horrible. And then the greatest amazing thing that will happen after that, you will just die. And dying means you lose everything. You have to surrender now. When someone would come and say, give me your hand, let's cut off your hand, it's painless. Doesn't hurt, just give me your hand. Or give me one eye. Give me one. But what is dying actually? Dying means you have to give everything. Surrender it all. Anything. Whatever you are attached to your beautiful white teeth. You have to surrender everything. Even your heart, your brain, everything you have to surrender. So, therefore the material world is a place of misery. Oh, I am just in the beginning of class, I still have a lot to say. Bhavarga, the material world, you can go endless and endless about the material world. Bhavarga, there's a word, parvarga. Bhavarga means parishrama.
which means hard labor. Everyone has to work very hard in this world. Then pa, it comes from the word pena, which means foam on the mouth. That means exhaustion by hard labor. And there is many industries, and people have to work there. Ugra karma is it called. Ugly, horrible work, polluting nature. People are working very hard for just a little sense gratification. Then ba, bir tatha, which means disappointment. You become disappointed after working very hard and try to purchase so many consuming products in the market and try to achieve some ambitions you have, and you become disappointed ultimately. And after that, bhaya, fear, very fearful, it's a scary world, a scary place to be. That's the mode of ignorance. When you're very much in the mode of ignorance, you will be very fearful, because you identify with the body which is falling apart and dying, and because everyone can take everything from you that you are attached to, and your dear friends and family members, they also die and become sick and get accidents, and terrorists are everywhere, and war starts, and there is the overkill. They have more weapons than they can kill the world 7 times. They can destroy the entire world. That many weapons they have. I think 7 is the right number. Terrible, you know? Scaring, fearing. And then ma, mritya, ultimate death. And so samsara, mritya loka, the place of death. One species food is another species death. And there is a great struggle for existence. Mother Nature has 2 faces, the beautiful and the horrible face. Yeah. She attracts us, Maya, allures us, trying to seduce us. Look how beautiful. Now become attracted. And then, boom, she kicks us in the face. Just like the ass. He sees a beautiful she ass, and he tries to mate with her. He comes from the back, sneaking. And then, the she ass kicks him in the face with her hind legs. Bang! That's bad karma. 2 sides of a coin. This is what this world is. Vikarma. Everyone is acting, very active, working very hard. And that's the highway to hell. Matras pasas tu kompiya. There is happiness and distress, just like summer and winter, coming and going. And Maya is attracting and keeping. Yes, and then. But although there is yad param yad vipadam nateshu, there is danger at every step, and there is too many factors, so too many factors that determine our happiness. It depends on too many factors.
Factors.
Too many factors. Our happiness is determined on. It is determined on if you have enough money on the bank, it is determined if you are healthy, if the climate is all right, if you marry the right woman, if your children are obedient, if your friends are not cheating you. There are so many, too many factors. You know how many diseases exist that you could get? How many failures could be there? Heart failure, some ammonia, lung problem, small vein can snap in your head and boom, and you become paralyzed and dumb. Like that, you know? It's terrible. And it could happen at any moment to anyone. So therefore, because this place is a great place of misery, I would like to just continue a few more minutes. I have to say something really significant, because the topic is about compassion. I was only talking about suffering. So the Lord is very compassionate. So he comes to this world and tries to rescue us, and also his devotees, who are very dear to him, are very compassionate. Titikshana Karunika. Karunika. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, O Krishna, help me, you ocean of mercy. He is an ocean of mercy. So his pure devotees who are connected, one of the most beautiful qualities is compassion. And they are always eager to, yes, they are miserable. Let's save them.
And but nobody knows how to do it, how to save themselves. So because they have knowledge, they are enlightened, they are free, they are liberated, they are great. These wonderful devotees like Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the six Goswamis, and so forth. They are wonderful, wonderful. And they're just, they have no other motives, no other motivations. Their only motivation is to come to this world, is I want to save them. They should have suffered. Para dukkha dukkhi. Like Vasudev Datta, he came running to Lord Chaitanya and he was crying. Please, Lord Chaitanya, save all these fallen souls. If you like, you can give all the bad karma to me, because I cannot tolerate their miseries. Wow, we cannot understand something like that. Because in the material world, everyone is very selfish. In the material world, everyone is very selfish. But in the spiritual world, that's not there at all. So then they come to this material world. And they know how to do it. They have the knowledge. So the knowledge is actually... in the Bhagavad Gita, we find the knowledge. It's chapter 5, text 29. Prabhupada calls it the peace formula for peace, but also for freedom of any miseries. That's Bhoktaram Yadya Tapasam, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, Yadvanam Shanti Vichati. That those who know that Krishna is the supreme proprietor, the supreme enjoyer, the supreme controller, and the best friend of everyone. Those who know that, they become free from the pangs of material miseries. So that is the only thing we have to do. And that's why Krishna consciousness has to be preached. Because the cause of all miseries is ignorance. Ignorance is the cause of suffering. It is the cause of being in the material world. And knowledge is the cause of happiness. So it's very simple. And all we have to do is, there is bhava-roga. Bhava-roga means the disease of material existence. And bhava-sara means the cure of material existence. And what is that cure? Krishna-katha. Krishna-katha means ramanticha, tusyanticha, ramanticha. The devotees, they derive great bliss and satisfaction conversing about the enlightening one another. And also the fallen souls become enlightened by the compassionate devotees. So Prabhupada is very pleased when we also follow in the footsteps of the pure devotees. Krishna is very pleased. He says in Bhagavad Gita, nobody will be ever more dear to me than he who preaches. So the more we start to love Krishna and become Krishna conscious, the more compassion we will feel, because then we realize how wonderful it is to be liberated in spiritual life and how miserable it is to be conditioned. Now, even if you can give up the sinful activities, stop eating meat, stop smoking, drinking, all these kind of things, that's already a wonderful feeling. Then you already feel compassion for those who still are doing these stupid things. And you try to preach to them. It would be nice, I stopped. It's such a wonderful thing to stop, to feel liberated from these sinful activities who just make you miserable. Now, so similarly, if you become very Krishna conscious and you become free from a false ego, and from me, mine, nirmama, nirahankara, and then become more happy and more blissful. And so if we experience the paramrishta, a higher taste, and we are atmanamas, we experience pleasure of the self. And until a certain degree, we can all experience that already. Everyone has its level. But we feel it's coming, isn't it? We just patiently have to continue, and it will be more and more and more. We are very confident, we know it. We know, yeah. This is one of the symptoms of bhava, that you are convinced that Krishna, ultimately everything will be alright, Krishna is so kind, it will be alright, Don't worry, don't worry.
good. You know, so then we also have to practice that. Let's become very pure, purity is the force, be very happy, very blissful, and then give it to others. And it's such a wonderful feeling if people come and you give them a Bhagavad Gita, or you give them some prasad, or when they sing Hare Krishna and they smile. And when someone joins and becomes initiated, it's a great feeling. In Maastricht, I'm preaching during Namhata, and many people they come down and they join and they become devotees, and then they come to Radhadesh and do service here. And I'm very proud of that. I did that for Prabhupada, I did that for Krishna. Someone, they actually did it. I became just a humble instrument. I'm not doing anything, you know. But what I do is have faith in what Prabhupada desires and what Krishna desires, that it is right to do. Prabhupada always said the same thing. I had faith in my Guru Maharaj. I just desire to please him. If we can do that also, then life will be successful. Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry that I went on a little too long. I just couldn't help myself. No time for questions. You can ask them during prasadam.
Guru Padma Das.